Did you?
Yeah.
Another shoe. Did you put the...
Yes.
Close. We're very close.
Seconds away.
You need water or soda?
Nothing. 6 o'clock, call to order the regular meeting of the Idaho Water District public meeting. Roll call.
Director Harsha?
Here.
Director Davis?
Here.
Director Olson?
Here.
Vice President Krieger?
Here.
President Shelley?
Here. Any public comments this evening? David? Art? No? Good, we'll move right on. Consent calendar. Minutes. Any comments, Mr. Olson?
No.
Harsha?
No.
Harsha. I'm always throwing that R in there.
That is? It is? Right, William.
Looks like Harsha.
It's like
Harsha.
I'm putting an R at the end.
Oh,
okay. Harsha. No, maybe I'm not. Harsha. I'm good. Davis?
No.
Briefer? I have no comments on those either. Financials?
Olson? No.
Harsha?
Got it.
No, you got it.
I think I'm putting a W, and that's why it's confusing me, but it doesn't make a difference if it has a W.
That,
no,
it
doesn't.
Nope. Nope. Okay.
I can sound that out for you.
Yeah. Operations? Mr. No? Harsha? Davis? Briefer? None? All right. Any public comments? No? Entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Motion to approve the consent calendar.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Second by Davis. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. General Manager report.
All right, I'll start off with the Strawberry Creek Diversion Project. County of Riverside issued our excavation encroachment permit, so that was issued to us, giving Elko the right to start their construction, and they're still in line to start the first week of July. Our transition from Voya to Schwab actually happened this week, and so it has completely switched over. We had an employee Zoom meeting to get all the employees just familiar with the system and with Schwab and how they operate. So that went very well as well. CRWA, I'm working with those guys for a source water protection plan. This is with Michael Sims. He's still ongoing work with that. And we continue to supply him information as needed on a weekly basis. The state's implemented new guidelines for our cross-connection control program. And we've had to make some changes and hire an individual, a specialist, to basically redo our program that we do have. And it's quite extensive. There's protocols that the state's implemented that can only be done by a specialist. So we've had to hire this guy. He's going to get us, there's a deadline for July 1st. He's going to get us to that point. We also have to have one of our own employees have that certification. I've started Brian, or he's enrolled into the first segment class that is available to get him started. It's going to be very lengthy until he becomes a specialist, but we're getting the ball rolling on that. So we've been working quite a bit on that one.
No, a question there.
Yeah. So cross-connection has to do with preventing backwash, right?
Backflow. So all our backflow devices that everybody has on their homes or commercial accounts, those have to be tested every year. But now the state's taking it a step further and giving us guidelines to do we have to have a hazard assessment completed. That's the second portion of it. But right now we have to do the the program, the initial program to get us, to meet, help us meet the deadline that's coming up in July.
So I, the problem that they're trying to prevent of the backflow of somebody having their hose in some bad place and the water giving pressure giving out and something being sucked back into the system, is that something that ever, you've ever seen happen in your life?
We, no, we've not seen that happen. We don't, you know, there's a lot of precautions to prevent that,
right.
And so I have not personally seen that at all. But again, it's a serious matter, and so the state is, you know, just clamping down on new rules and regulations, and this is the newest. And not just us, everybody's going to have to comply. We just didn't happen to have the specialists. Larger agencies, they have their own control or their cross-connection control program with the proper employees, but you know, for smaller guys, it's, they're starting to hit us.
Bill, would it be unethical for me to volunteer my services as a cross-connection control specialist?
I don't see why not. I mean, I don't see it as an issue.
Okay.
Do you have that, the specialist certification?
I do.
Okay, excellent. I didn't know that. So that could be very helpful.
I also have the water quality lab analyst certification and water use efficiency certifications.
Okay, have you ever performed the hazard assessment?
Many times, unfortunately.
Okay. All right, so that could be very useful, I would say. So I will get in contact with you if you can let me know when you might be available.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate it. Okay, so moving on. We were denied the grant funding. Everyone knows this for our sewer plant project. I did contact CRWA. Got in contact with a few other folks, and there's a service that they offered us to do a new census just for Idyllwild Water District. I've been working with these people the last 2 weeks, got all our paperwork submitted, and they're working on doing a new census so that we could possibly qualify for that disadvantaged community, because right now we're over the threshold, being that we're tied in with the other two districts. So again, they're going to redo and reassess us individually, and hopefully we'll be under that threshold and be able to qualify as disadvantaged again and start applying for the grant funding again.
Timing on that?
Right now, the packet that I just completed has to be approved by the state, and so I'm hoping in a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
So it's going to be.
You have no idea because
correct.
You can't do anything with the state.
No, so it's, I'm at the mercy of
yes.
Their timelines.
So do you know? Once it comes back, once they approve it, presuming they approve it, what's the process?
Then the CRWA will put together all the packets. They'll do all the mailings. It'll be sent out to our customers, and they will begin that census. And they handle it from start to finish.
Do you know how it works when customers in the district are not full-time residents?
That I do not know.
I can
don't
find
say,
out though.
Like we have 587, this was with Dr. Sharaya, he asked this question and he said we need to focus in residents here. So we're going to send it by mail list. We have a mail list with Tyler, 587, and we focus on in most likely in Idyllwild residential. because this sometimes considered second home vacation, second
right.
home vacation, Airbnb. So what are they going to do to focus on residents there?
So it's just going to be for
yes.
full-time residents?
Yes.
So effectively, the mailing any mailing address with 92549?
Yes, wow. This is what they're going to do. And after that, they're going to collect the result.
And it's just the sewer?
Yeah, this only sewer customer 587. And if they didn't respond the first time, they're going to try again to send it second time. We did it before. Yeah, but they said they will charge for that $400 if Mr. Steve didn't send his...
I'm not on sewer. I'm not one of those 587. Sorry.
They're going to knock your door to answer. What's going
they couldn't
on.
Get to my door. It's okay.
Yes.
Thanks.
So that's it for my report. Staff has been working on, they had 3 leaks this last month. They were service leaks. We had repaired 2 fire hydrants that were not operational. They got those, as soon as we found out that they were not operating, they were able to take care of it, fix it, put it back in operation right away. The annual report, the CCNR, was completed on time, so that's done, and we're just waiting for the flyers to be completed, thanks to Brian and Tyler. We had all our fire extinguishers, annual fire extinguishers, inspected this last month, and the staff worked on the dam. A lot of dam or weed abatement out there. Weeds are already starting to come up, so they're working on the grounds, which looked really good for our meeting last Saturday.
Yeah, looked great.
Yeah, so that's all I got. Go ahead.
I saw some work over at Alderwood today.
Yes, so there's a sewer line there that we've been having issues with some ionic infiltration. So that was something that's been ongoing. We made a list of items like that that need to get fixed. So this was one of many that are going to start being repaired. So Alderwood was a sewer line, had infiltration. They dug it up, it was like 7 feet deep, and found around the bell of the clay pipe, it had hairline cracks in it, which was allowing water to infiltrate into the system. They got it dug up, they sealed it, got it backfilled and re-asphalted, and Alderwood's open. So one day job. Excellent work from staff.
Is that in your report?
Was going to be in the next report.
No, was that the end of your report?
Oh, that's the end of my report, yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay. And we kind of went out of order and jumped around, so we'll just see if anybody else has any other comments. No?
Not me.
No? No? Okay. You mentioned at the beginning of your report about how we had to do a water, what I'm going to call a watershed plan,
okay.
But it's called something else.
Yes, it's the source water protection plan.
Source water protection plan. We are also supposed to work with the other two districts and do a watershed plan. I would imagine the water protection plan is being done by the other two districts also.
They've already done theirs.
Right.
So we're following suit.
Right. And so if all three of us do it, that would basically be a watershed protection plan.
Absolutely.
That all three of us have done, and we cooperated with each other.
Yep.
So that it could be submitted as one plan for the whole watershed.
Absolutely.
I heard we didn't get along with the other districts.
No, we're getting along wonderfully with them now.
I just wanted to...
It all had to do with Jessica. Soon as Jessica okayed it, everything has been smooth.
Well, I'm glad that we've straightened that out.
Yeah,
we made, for the public record, that we all get along.
Yeah, we all get along. We all get along. And so wonderful. I'm glad that that is being done. Excellent. We'll go on to our next item, which is the digital outdoor signage for the district office. The board of directors will discuss purchasing a digital outdoor signage for the office. The sign would enhance the district's ability to communicate important and timely information to the public in a clear, visible, and consistent manner. I like how that's written.
I wonder who wrote it.
It wasn't me.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah, it wasn't me. But I agree with this. I like this. I'm the one that brought this up. I just like to see what the staff has come up with, because I know there's a lot of variability in what we could do, and there's probably some suggestions that they, at this time, are at the top of their list. So what do we have to...
Well, we're still looking into the type of sign, the size, and then how and where we're going to place it.
Mm-hmm.
So these are things we're still trying to manage and come up with. And then I think the first line of order with that would be coming up with the proper size that we want to put outside that's not overbearing, but, you know, visible and that everybody thinks is going to look good in front of our place of business.
Mr. Olson, any comments?
I like the idea. I was hoping that we'd have more, but I know that it takes time, so
yes,
I can wait.
Okay. Ms. Harshaw?
I think it's a great idea.
Excellent. Mr. Davis?
Well, the concern I have is, are you going to buy one that's going to be not programmable only by USB or by hardwire only, or is this going to be, because I've heard too many bad stories about the Bluetooth ones and such.
I would personally think hardwired would be better so that we can program it, put in what we want, when we want, you know.
Not allow bad actors.
I was going to say, no hacking.
Right. Yeah.
Tyler, do you have a comment or are you just stretching?
I'm stretching.
Okay, just check.
Go ahead.
There's a couple things. I've done a bit of research on these signs. I think we kind of need a ballpark figure as of what the district is willing to spend on a sign, because some range from $2,500 to $20,000. So I think that needs to be kind of the best direction for staff, maybe the board, to like give us a ballpark range. Secondly, the signs that I've looked at, majority of them, to prevent the hacking, they recommended you pretty much like go out with a keyboard and you kind of type in what you want. If you get it programmable from like your computer, there can be like some breach stuff like that, and also the connection, depending on where the sign's over here, like it's not going to remote to my computer because of the connection with the Bluetooth. So there's a lot of factors for all of that, but I think like a generic, like a ballpark price is kind of what would be ideal to get a go for. I don't know how much you guys want to spend on a sign.
Well, just before we go into that, I'll have some comments for you, but I'm going to ask Director Prefer
well,
first if she has any comments.
That was one of the things that mm-hmm. I was kind of concerned about. And I have a little bit of concern because I don't know if you remember. Do you remember what was over there? There was a sign, do you remember years ago, there was a sign over there and there was all kinds of complaints about the bright light and all this talk and chatter, and my whole thing would be it just, the look of it, looking right, making sure it fits with the building and
mm-hmm.
the aesthetics, I guess, of it. So first would be the cost, and then that's just a little bit of a concern of mine is... I see the others. I know what they generally look like, but I just remember there being a lot of negative chatter about this bright sign. And
where was it?
I thought it was right here at it's right here on the corner. And everyone just was really bashing how it doesn't fit. It's this bright light. It just doesn't fit with eyeball.
It looked a little Vegas-y.
Yeah, and maybe that's on just.
Yeah.
People want to think they're in the 40s. Modern technology kind of spoils the illusion.
Yeah. So, Tyler, I'm going to disagree with you on just a little point here. I think first you need to know what kind of car you're after. Is it a car, is it a truck, or whatever? And then we can figure out how much we want to spend on it. But the questions of how big and where, I think, are of a higher priority than giving us a price and then going backwards, kind of. In my mind, when I think of this, I think of it being on the roof someplace and having an eyebrow over it so it's protected. And I think of it being connected through the roof to a computer hardwired, because I like the hardwire rather than the Bluetooth myself, because I wouldn't want anybody to hack it. And I'd like it in a location where it'd be inconvenient for people to get to, because if it's within rock or baseball bat range and somebody's not feeling good, they might go after the sign. With that said, when I look at the one that they have at the school, I like how it's protected by their overhang. It is, I don't know if it's hardwired or not, but I know that they have control over what goes on it, and I've never seen it hacked. I've never tried, but I know. I think there's things that we can do to prevent that, but I would think that we would put it on the roof. I would think that it would be facing out this way, and I would think that we would use it for the things that we stated there. I don't see us spending over $8,000 for it, some in the $5,000 to $8,000 range. And I don't see it being bigger than maybe 3 foot by 4 foot, something like that. Where, yeah. In fact, I had talked to Bill about, well, maybe we should just put a TV in the window there. But then we've got problems with that, because we could get a TV for, you know, $2,000 and stick it in the window. But there's some problems with that. The sign would be better. There's more software that, and that's the other concern I have, is I don't want to buy a sign that we buy software for this year and we have to pay every year for a software update and the software expires unless we buy new software, so I'm concerned about that. So I'd like a sign that's kind of like that. That's the vehicle I'm thinking of.
But what's your opinion about the Buddha bus next to the fire hydrant?
No.
So can facing two ways back and forth?
No. No, I don't like that. I don't. I like it being on the roof and being covered, because on a post like that, that's what the other one was. I think it was on a post out here, and it had flashing lights, and it looked like you were in Vegas. It was horrible. I agree. And if we had it up there, so it was clearly our sign, people are gonna look at the sign if it has temperature, time, rainfall, and data like that on it. And then we can also put employee of the month or employee of the year, conservation stage, rainfall for the year, and a lot of good information that we have to put out to the public. But if we have it, at least most of the time, having the time and temperature, then people, when they stop there, when they drive by, they're going to look at it to see that. And then if we flash our other piece of information that we want up there also, then they're going to see that and say, oh, wow. They're having their budget meeting this Saturday. I'm not going to go, but at least I know.
At least I know it's happening.
I know it's happening. So those are my comments. Any public comments? No? Okay.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
Tyler, in your research, did you find that within this range that Chip's kind of mentioned, is that... Did you see
that? Yeah,
it's feasible.
Okay, that's...
Yeah, I think we might... be able to get something right in that range. I know we can do it for 10 or 12, but I just, that's kind of, that seems pricey.
So the ones that were higher, you can put like better like graphics, and if it's going to be on the roof and it's going to be like right when you come into town, like, probably put something up there nicer than just like the little dots where you know, spell it out.
It's just like a TV. It's the number of dots per inch that you have. It gives you better resolution. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, we want something that doesn't look like a dot matrix printer.
Yeah.
But I don't think we need, you know, high definition liquid display.
Liquid crystal.
Yeah.
Can you give us a recommendation, please, to direction for the amount as a ceiling?
Yes. $5,000 to $8,000.
Thank you.
All right, and if there's no more discussion on that, we'll move to the next item. Next item is capital improvement plan. Board directs will review and discuss the district's capital improvement plan, outlining the proposed infrastructure projects over the next 5 to 10 years. A while back, we had a manager put together a 10-year plan, and we had another manager come in and tell us that the 10-year plan was terrible, and he did some revisions. And then that manager left, and another manager left, and another manager left. And finally, we're with the manager that's been here for a while, and he's given us an update as long as a look back at some of the things that we did, because we've completed a lot of things. And by having a 5-year plan and a 10-year plan, we can look back and see the things we accomplished. And as always happens, priorities change from year to year. And so there's been some additions and changes, and we'll probably have additions and changes in the future, but at least we have something to look forward to. And I like what you said about how the sewer has several projects that they're working on now. And that's what I'm thinking that we should have for water, as I'm sure we do. But we're kind of looking forward of what are the things that we can get done. Some of them will take longer than we anticipated. Some will get done right on time, and some will be moved around depending on timing and resources.
Absolutely, yeah. And again, we're still pursuing the new plan. And then if things don't work out, we'll have plan B for, a rehab on the plant we have. So.
Mr. Olson, any questions?
No.
Ms. Harshaw?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Director Prefer?
No.
How come Director Prefer has one that's colored? Hers looks really nice.
She has a color printer.
Mine looks black and white. Yeah.
Thank you for
I like
water.
To sit.
Yeah. Man, Fern Valley is really nice.
Fern Valley have money.
Yeah.
Well, they're wasting it frivolously on you.
Yeah.
They don't have a sign.
Yeah.
They do not have a sign. We have a that's
it. Any public comments? I see a furrowed brow.
So I'm just looking at the old, part of the old 10-year CIP plan.
Mm-hmm.
It gets very detailed and ends up a little sketchy. Not the bad sense of sketchy being vague, but it alternates from years in which there's some thousands of feet done, and then there's less than 1,000 and some thousands, and then like you were suggesting, there was going to be the next CIP was going to be big years versus
right.
Years.
Yeah. And that happens. There's some years we're able to get a lot done, and other years we're not able to get as much done. All right, if there's no other comments or questions, we'll move on to our action items. Action item number one is Resolution 802, Water Standby Assessment Fees for 25-26. The Board of Directors will hold a public hearing to consider approving Resolution number 802 for Water Standby Assessment for fiscal year 25-26. Run develop parcels within the Idaho Water District service area. I open the public hearing. Are there any comments from the public? No. Excellent. Mr. Olson, any comments?
No.
Ms. Harshaw?
No.
Mr. Davis?
No.
Director Prefer?
No.
I have no comments either. So I think we can vote.
Can you close, do you close the hearing yet?
Yes. I'm going to close the hearing, of course. I close the hearing.
I move that we approve Resolution 802. Which is the, can you help me?
Water standby
assessment.
Water standby
assessment for 25-26.
Seconded by Mr. Davis. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, passes 5-0. We're going to move on to one that's completely different. This is Resolution 803, sewer standby assessment fees for 25-26. I open the public hearing. Any public comments? None? I close the public hearing.
No comments.
No comments.
Excellent.
I move that we approve Resolution 803, Sewer Standby Assessment for 25-26.
We'll second that, 803.
All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, abstention, passes 5-0. Number 7, consider approving the Resolution 807 budget for the fiscal year 25-26. Board of Directors will review the fiscal year 25-26 budget and consider adoption of Resolution 807 approving fiscal year 25-26. I will point out that last Saturday, We had an open meeting, a workshop here in this very facility, and we went over the budget for almost an hour, and we did some minor changes, but everything looked pretty close to being in order, and we asked questions and considered any changes, any amendments that we wanted to do, and what we have before us now is the result of that. So, Mr. Olson, any questions or comments on the budget?
I do. On the, either one? Sewer or water?
Yes.
Sewer. It looks like the base charge increased by 13%, but revenues are only going up by 8%.
Yeah, because they went down, started by 13 and went down, I think, is a rate of change.
And we only charge the base rate, right? That's
yes, yes.
So if the base rate goes up by 13%, I would expect our revenues to go up by 13% as well.
Because I took the rate for each one and times the EDU came with this amount to start.
So did the EDUs change?
Some of EDU, but not that much a change.
It would have gone up anyway,
yeah,
right?
No, went down some. Yeah.
Let's see.
The question. The rate went up 13%. Why did the revenue go up 8%?
The revenue was projected to go up 8%.
Rather than 13, and that would be a question since it's just a flat fee.
Right. So the answer to why is that happening?
It's because there's less EDUs. The EDUs went down.
Because we charge the EDUs.
Okay, so there are going to be a decrease in EDUs.
Yeah, and if there's a decrease in EDUs, then there's going to be a decrease in money's coming in.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right.
But how can there be fewer? How did that happen? Or is that houses disappeared or anything?
Some business out.
Business is out. Okay, so businesses are shut. Empty buildings don't pay sewer fee. Do
that.
Yeah, they're reassessed if something different goes in.
Like the Creek House or the Ideology.
And you can request an audit back. And we did an audit. And some people say we're going to close. We didn't want to do a restaurant for the stuff.
Right.
Just for the record, if revenues had gone up, projected 13%, it would only be another $50,000.
Okay.
Small difference. Yeah, I'm good.
Right. Yeah, and what usually happens is when people go in, they'll if they change the business, they don't need as many sinks, and a sink is part of that formula, or if they don't need two bathrooms, just one, then that's part of that formula. So the less fixtures they have, the less EDUs they'll have, and so a business could have five and then end up with one. It's not common, but that can happen. Excellent. Any questions? Mr. Davis, any questions? Ms. Briefer, no? I have no questions. I'd just like to once again point out that we are able to put together a budget that's fairly simple and understandable, I think, for somebody who would want to review it that doesn't have an expertise in budgets. It's pretty straightforward, and I think it's a budget that we can stick by because we don't have a lot of changes, and because we're dealing with a very stable crew at this point, very stable leadership, and I just appreciate the work that they've been doing to make things stable in our district. It's been very helpful and very reassuring, not only to the board, but I think to the public as well. So thank you for the work that you've done on this, and thank you for the work that the crew's been doing on making the district very stable.
Thank you.
With that, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve the 25-26 budgets.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Ms. Prefer. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. I don't believe we have any closed session. So any director's comments?
No.
Mr. Olson? Harshaw?
No.
Davis?
No.
Prefer?
Yeah.
Just one very minor comment. We do have a director's fund, and the director's fund is growing, and we appreciate the directors that are contributing. If you have any questions about that, you can talk to Mr. Schumann, and he can give you all the details on that. With that, yes?
About reserves, last year was a big spending year,
mm-hmm.
and you told me that you're beginning with $3 million in reserves again.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were to be taking that, kept drawing down those, but I see there's going to be a, well, the assumption will be a little drawdown by the year's end, but...
Right, and during the year, it can go down and then come back up, depending on whether we get tax revenues or the monthly revenues or however it comes in.
Right.
And so if we were to pay a vendor in January, and then in April we got a payment from the county or whatever, then it would offset that by the time we get here, and we try and make those reserves be filled back up. But during the year, they are going to dip, but at some point during the year, we hope to replenish those.
So when the well house was bought, that was out of reserves or a different fund? When the well house was purchased, was?
That was purchased probably through a combination of both funds, the sewer and the water.
The reserve funds, suppose.
Well, I wouldn't say reserve funds. It just came out of our funds. We have general funds.
Okay.
All right. Anything else? No?
Motion to adjourn.
I'll entertain a motion to adjourn, and we'll have our next regular meeting in June. I will not be able to attend, so Vice President Prefer will be able to direct that meeting.
Debut.
Yes. With that said, I'll entertain a second on that motion.
Second that.
Second by Mr. Davis. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 5-0. We're adjourned.
637? 635?